Jayarada Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hare Jayarada Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hare Jaya Gopi Dala Balava Jaya Girivara Dari Jaya Girivara Dari Jaya Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Jasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Siravana Kari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Siravana Kari Jaya Kunja Bihari Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Vishnupad, Brahman, Saprabhita Kacharya, Asatara, Sadhu, Shri Krishna, Shri Divine Grace, Shri Bhakti, Shri Radhi, Swanaran, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Gaya, Lord Brahmanande, Shri all glories to these sound devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Long Vishnu, Vidaya, Krishna, Pristai, Buddha, Shri Mati, Bhakti, Vidaya, Swanita, Namane. Namaste Saraswatum Deve, Gauravani, Pacharne, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Paskatyadi, Sitarna. Om Agnatavananda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chatsuramilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sadrivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakans Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karna Sindo, Dinabandho Jagatate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Brindavaneshri, Prishubhanu Sudha Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakapa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patidana Bhavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda, Shadwaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 7 The Killing of the Demon, Trinavarta, Text Number 19 Bhumau Nidaya Tam Gopi Vishmita Bhara Pidita Maha Purusham Adadao Jagatam Asa Karmasu Bhumau Nidaya Tam Gopi Vismita Bharapidita Mahapurusham Adadyao Jagatam Asa Karmasu Bhumau Nidaya Tam Gopi Vismita Bharapidita Mahapurusham Adadao
Jagatamasa Karmasu. Bhumau. On the ground. Nidaya. Placing. Tam. The child. Gopi. Mother Jasoda. Vishmita, being astonished. Bharapidita, being aggrieved by the weight of the child. Mahapurusham, Lord Vishnu, Narayan. Adadao, took shelter of. Jagatam, as if the weight of the whole world. Asa, engaged herself. Karmasu, in other household affairs. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Feeling the child to be as heavy as the entire universe, and therefore being anxious, thinking that perhaps the child was being attacked by some other ghost or demon, the astonished mother, Jashoda, put the child down on the ground and began to think of Narayan. Foreseeing disturbances, she called for the Brahmins to counteract his heaviness, and then she engaged in her other household affairs. She had no alternative than to remember the lotus feet of Narayan, for she could not understand that Krishna was the original source of everything. Purport. Mother Jashoda did not understand that Krishna is the heaviest of all heavy things, and that Krishna rests within everything, Matstani Sarabhutani, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagat Avyaktamurtina. Krishna is everywhere in his impersonal form, and everything rests upon him. Nonetheless, Na chaham teshavashtitaha. Krishna is not everywhere. Mother Jasoda was unable to understand this philosophy because she was dealing with Krishna as his real mother by the arrangement of Yoga Maya. Not understanding the importance of Krishna, she could only seek shelter of Narayan for Krishna's safety and call the Brahmins to counteract the situation. Text in the translation again. Bhumau nidayatam gopi vismita bharapidita mahapurusham adadau jagatam asa karmasu. Translation. Feeling the child to be as heavy as the entire universe, and therefore being anxious, thinking that perhaps the child was being attacked by some other ghost or demon, the astonished mother Jashoda put the child down on the ground and began to think of Narayan. Foreseeing disturbances, she called for the Brahmins to counteract his heaviness, and then she engaged in her other household affairs. She had no alternative than to remember the lotus feet of Narayan, for she could not understand that Krishna was the original source of everything. Among Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Puristai Vudai, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasutum Deve, Kauravani Vicharane, Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarane. This verse explains that Mother Jasoda is the Mahabhagavat, devotee of Krishna. And because she's a Mahabhagavata, devotee of Krishna, she does not necessarily understand about Krishna's opulences. The residents of Vrindavan, they sometimes think Krishna to be just like an ordinary person. But they cannot be compared to the demons who not only think Krishna is an ordinary person, but they're envious of him. Therefore, at the beginning of the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins by saying, Idam tute guyatamam pravaksham anusuyave Gyanam vijnanam asti sahitam yaj gyatam mokshase shubhat. The conditioned souls within the material world, they're suyavet, they're not anusuyavet, they're full of envy. And although they may not directly be envious of Krishna, because they don't even believe in Krishna, but they're envious of everything that has to do with Krishna. Factually, as Krishna will explain, there's nothing but Krishna and Krishna's energies. Therefore, any envy ultimately is directed at Krishna. Any appreciation ultimately goes to Krishna also. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pravo, mattat sarvam pravartate, iti madva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. When we understand how all these glorious and mighty creations are all springing from Krishna, then when we can understand that all our appreciation ultimately should flow towards Krishna, because everything is just a fragment of Krishna's energy. Whether it's the Purusham Rishu, the ability in different personalities in this material world, or it's the Mrityu Sarva Harashtraham, how death is coming and taking everything away. So this is all Krishna's energies, how marvelously they're working. The appreciation ultimately goes to Krishna. And the envy, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena, why I should not be God, why Krishna should be God. This is all enviousness. Ultimately, if we're envious of a little fragment of Krishna's energy, some personality who has more opulence than we have, the fact that we are under the control of the material energy, if we're envious of these things, what to speak of how we'd feel about Krishna? These are just little fragments of Krishna's personality, his energies. Therefore, the demons ultimately, when they find out that Krishna is God, the first thing they want to do is kill him. Ah, here is the person. Let's kill him. That the enlightened demons, such as Kamsa and his friends, they didn't think Krishna was necessarily God. They thought Vishnu is God. And they thought, let us make a plan to kill Vishnu. He may be a little difficult to kill because he's hidden himself in the hearts of all living entities and he won't come out. Therefore, we can't kill the little guy. He's too small. But we can kill him indirectly. Let's go to all the fields, the countryside, and destroy, kill all the cows and all the Brahmins. End all sacrifice. And when sacrifice is ended, because there's no more cows to provide ghee and milk for the sacrifice, when there's no more Brahmins to perform sacrifice, there's no more sacrifice, and because Vishnu, he lives on sacrifice, then we'll cut the root of the tree and kill Vishnu. Nice people. But Vishnu will not be killed by killing cows. We can see nowadays, practically speaking, modern society, they've killed Vishnu, or they think they've killed Vishnu. They think they've killed God. Anyone with any spiritual intelligence, they've persecuted, they've discouraged, they've destroyed all education about spiritual matters. Even in India, when I first went there 25 years ago, I was impressed because when I was in Vrindavan, I saw some little children the first time I went to Radhakund, and they just came back from school, and I asked them what you were studying in school. They said, we were studying Bhagavad Gita. I thought that was quite impressive. You could imagine going to public school and you study Bhagavad Gita 101, Bhagavad Gita 102. You get your PhD in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. But nowadays, you go to, what do you study? I'm studying computers. They've advanced so much. Where is that education, Prabhupada used to say, where they even teach anyone about what is the difference between your body and yourself? Instead, the whole underlying principle of education in modern society is you are that body. And not only you are the body, theoretically, but they give you all instructions about the Abhideya, how to serve your body. And what is the prayojana? The prayojana is to get all the sense gratification you can. But this is not education. This is miseducation. People are being misled. And ultimately, because there is no education, spiritual education, therefore the tendency to become envious of God is being cultivated. Rather than being regulated or restricted, this tendency to become envious is becoming increasingly more and more, so much so that everyone has become enemy of each other. Even someone has a penny on the street, someone is thinking, why that person has a penny? That penny should be mine. But if we want to come to that platform of Anusuyave, therefore Krishna says, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pravaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avyayam. There's a process of becoming non-envious, or for those who are non-envious to some degree, they can take up the process. That's called devotional service. And by the process of devotional service, one will get the highest knowledge. One will learn the highest secrets. One will realize one's own self by realization. One will become happy. Everything auspicious is there. If one is non-envious enough, because non-envious means we'll find out that there is a God. And for people whose very basic principle of life is that I am God, this is not compatible. You can't have two philosophies, I am God and there's another God. Therefore, for those who have some inclination to accept the fact that they're, number one, that they're not God and that there's another God, then they can take to the process of devotional service. But ashvadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa apropyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Not that everyone who takes the devotional service is equally faithful. And unless one becomes completely faithful, then mrityu samsara vartmani, again he has to come back to birth and death in the material world. There are three classes of devotees, the Kanista Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. And for those who are Kanista Adhikaris, it is not proper to imitate the Uttama Adhikari. One should not artificially think himself to be on the topmost platform, because then there's no possibility of making any progress. Commonly, the Kanista Adhikari, he's convinced he knows practically everything, that he's the topmost, etc., etc. Everyone should give him honor and respect because he's so advanced. And the Uttama Adhikari thinks he's worthless, that he doesn't know anything. He has no other alternative but to take shelter of the lotus feet of his spiritual master in Krishna. And therefore he's always trying to become more and more surrendered to his spiritual master in Krishna. And the Kanista Adhikari thinks, this movement is so fortunate, I've come to it, and therefore everything has become auspicious since I've arrived, and I'll continue to give my blessings as long as they appreciate me. So this is Kanista Adhikari platform due to lack of knowledge about Krishna. And the Uttama Adhikari, he's so much in love with Krishna that he thinks, oh, Krishna is so wonderful, how insignificant I am. Not that he doesn't know, he doesn't have knowledge, he knows things as they are. He knows how and things as they are means he knows how wonderful Krishna is. That's the absolute truth, that Krishna is unlimitedly wonderful. It doesn't matter to him whether Krishna is God or controlling everything or not. He may know these things, but this is not the important thing. He realizes that whatever Krishna does, he does purely out of unlimited love for everyone. And that whatever Krishna does is auspicious for everyone. Therefore, he's completely absorbed in loving Krishna and nothing else. But the Kanista Adhikari, he has to learn about these things. He has to learn that he's not God. And that God is not, he has to learn who is God and what his qualities are and how he's working. Therefore, for the neophyte devotee, to hear about Krishna's pastimes in the material world is more auspicious for him than to hear about the 10th canto, which we're reading now, in one sense. Because, as explains here, Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagada Vyakta Murtina, just to understand this principle, that how Krishna has expanded his energies everywhere, whatever we're seeing is Krishna's energy, how every minute detail of the creation is being controlled by him, and yet he has nothing to do with it at all. He's completely aloof. That when we enter into the material world, immediately we become affected by our association. We become affected by what we're doing. That if suddenly we're given the position of controlling, for instance, a country, just one insignificant country, then immediately so many people are coming to us with their problems, and there are so many things we have to arrange, and after a while, we get, even if we weren't trained since childhood, or if we didn't have the proper qualities, and we didn't have the proper qualities, we'd become completely overwhelmed by our situation. Because we do become affected by our association and our responsibilities. But what to speak of suddenly you were given a whole universe to control. There's even a there's religious philosophies where they say that you're being trained up, and if you learn your lessons, all the different habits, you acquire them, especially 7 habits of highly effective managers, then after a while they may give you a universe to manage. And if you really get good at managing the universe after a few, you know, billion years, then they expand your responsibility and you get a couple of universes. It's called multi-marketing. And it goes on and on and on, and you get more and more universes, and you become more and more expert, a delegation. But this type of knowledge is not in any case. Krishna, he already has billions of universes. Unlimited universes are emanating from him. More universes than there are grains of sand on the beach. And yet Krishna says, Amam karmani limpanti name karam pale spriha itimam yo bijananti karma birna sabhajite. Nothing that's going on here is affecting me. So this is inconceivable. This yoga aishvarya, how Krishna can control from the atom up to the universe and not at all be affected by anything. It doesn't all take away from his being absorbed in loving and pastimes with his devotees. He doesn't feel at all envious of any living entity in this material world. If someone comes when we're not looking one day and kicks us and runs away and we turn around and, wow, Bhakta so-and-so just kicked me. I can't believe it. And immediately we become envious. Oh, this rascal. What can we do to get even to him? That even someone criticizes us. Bhakta so-and-so is bad. And we hear it. How dare they say that I'm bad? What does he mean, I'm bad? He's bad. That's why he sees everyone as bad. But Krishna is not at all envious. He's in everyone's heart. He's the super spy. Just like nowadays they're trying to figure out what's going on. What do they say about me? They plant these little bugs, electronic bugs everywhere, trying to figure out what are they saying? What is the near conspiracy? Do they love me? But Krishna is the super spy. He's in everyone's heart, and he hears everything. And he sometimes hears, oh, God is bad. If I don't get my hands on him, I'll show him who's God. Since time immemorial, practically speaking, in the material world, all he's hearing is people criticizing him. And when they, once in a while, they stop criticizing him, they go and say, oh God, give us some bread. But Krishna's not at all envious. Oh, this rascal, he doesn't like me. Where's my thunderbolt? All right, you rascal. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Now, Krishna's hearing all this criticism, but he's completely aloof, completely neutral. He's unaffected. Whether people praise him, singing the Manta Suktas, the hymns, stutis from the hymns from the Vedas, or they're criticizing him, where is your God, Prahlad? I'm God. But Krishna remains completely aloof, unaffected. So this is inconceivable potency. How God can do this, this is inconceivable. And at the same time, everything, Prakritim Swama Vastavya Vishri Dami Punak Punak Bhuta Gramami Nam Krishnam Avat. Now Krishna's hearing all this criticism, but he's completely aloof, completely neutral. He's unaffected. Whether people praise him, singing the Manta Suktas, the hymns, stutis from the hymns from the Vedas, or they're criticizing him, where is your God, Prahlad? I'm God. But Krishna remains completely aloof, unaffected. So this is inconceivable potency. How God can do this, this is inconceivable. And at the same time, everything, Prakritim Swama Vastavya Vishri Dami Punak Punak Bhuta Gramami Mam Kritsnam Avasham Prakritira Vasha. He's creating universes, they're manifesting. And automatically, they're all going on by his will automatically. This is also inconceivable how someone is willing something and it all happens automatically. If we will something, then we have every detail we have to go through and make the arrangements. If we want something to become, get done in the material world, then we have to make so many personal endeavors to see that it gets carried through. But Krishna, just by his will, he doesn't have to post a notice on the board, "Dear Maya, please remember to create the universe." You know, you're a little late. But it's alright, you know. It's a little late. You've created a little late. But, you know, don't forget to destroy on time. He doesn't have to do any, just by his willing. And he's not even have to put any endeavor. Parashya shaktir vivi daiva shuryate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Everything goes on automatically just by Krishna's will. And how he does everything by his will, but he's completely aloof. We have to go through and learn these things so one day we become also on the same level. That we are not affected by what's going on in the material world. We're not entangled in our activities because everything is done for Krishna. We come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, and on that platform, then one day when we become aware of Krishna, all the knowledge that we have to come to the platform of appreciating Krishna, we won't think that this knowledge is so significant in our lives. In other words, for one who can love, who's on the platform of loving Krishna, who surrendered to Krishna, then all this knowledge is not very important. And if one is not loving Krishna, if he doesn't understand Krishna, or if he doesn't love Krishna, then tadvidi prani patena pari prashnena sevaya upadeksyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. Then we have to learn who is Krishna. We have to get out of our misconceptions about Krishna, and for that we have to hear from Krishna's representatives. Learn that we can't blame Krishna for our present situation. Generally, we become envious of Krishna. We blame him for our suffering. We think that Krishna somehow or another is responsible. How could such a nice person like me be in the material world? There's some mistake. There's at least one mistake. Even if he's doing everything else perfectly, but just the fact
he has the nerve to put me here in the material world. There's something wrong. And just the fact that no matter how sincerely I pray, somehow or another, he's not getting the message and revealing himself to me. He's making the whole process so difficult. So, we have to understand Krishna in such a way as that we no longer put the blame on him. We see where the blame really lies for our being in the material world. It lies within ourselves. And just the fact that we're blaming Krishna, that's our problem. The fact that we're envious of Krishna, that's what we need so much knowledge for, so that we give up this envy. We appreciate that Krishna is not at all responsible. He's never given up his loving attitude for us. He remains perpetually in love with us. It's we who are responsible for getting him. Jai Radha Gopinath. So this is real transcendental knowledge. And we come to that transcendental knowledge, then we can begin to understand the other aspects. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mamaivaishasi yuktaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Then we can accept wholeheartedly, yes, I should think of Krishna, he's so wonderful. What else is there to think of? And as a matter of fact, there's nothing else to think of. And I should become Krishna's devotee, I should worship him, and that is the highest platform of knowledge, and knowing that, there's nothing more to be known. Although Mother Jasoda doesn't seem to know everything, but actually she knows what's important. She knows Krishna, and she loves Krishna. So now that we should neglect the other parts of the philosophy, but we should learn them in such a way that we see that I'm developing real knowledge about Krishna, and I'm developing a real attraction for him. And that will be perceived by I'm becoming more and more sincere in trying to serve him and please him. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Comments? Yes.
You mentioned that just like Krishna is equipoised in all circumstances, we should also try to be like that. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also encourages that. But at the same time, so we should be equal in happiness and distress. But at the same time, Prabhupada would say that if we're not happy in Krishna consciousness, then we're doing something wrong.
Okay. So we should be equal in material happiness and distress. Actually, there's nothing but distress in the material world, but sometimes we mistakenly take it as happiness. When we gain something, then we think this is happiness. And when we lose something, we think that there's distress. But when Prabhupada says we should be happy in Krishna consciousness. Happiness in Krishna consciousness is on a different platform. It's on the transcendental platform. The quality of the energy is different. That's Krishna's internal energy, Yogamaya. We should be happy in Yogamaya rather than so-called happy or distress in Mahamaya. Yes.
You are describing Mother Yashoda as Mahabhagavad. I see there are other Mahabhagavad, the list of 12 Mahabhagavad.
Maharajas, yes, Maharajas. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu.
Mahabhagavad also?
Yes, of course.
I was saying the one difference between Yashoda as a Mahaja. the Mahajans, Brahma, Shiva, Shambhu, Narada, they know who Krishna is, who Vishnu is, who is you, and
Mahajans. They show us. They show us the path, So eventually we can become a Mahabhagavat. That's the whole idea. Dharmasya tattvam hitam guhaya mahajano yena katha sapanta. They demonstrate how under different circumstances in this material world one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. And if we follow their footsteps, gradually we can come to the platform of someone like Mother Jasoda. But Mother Jasoda is a Nityasiddha. Her activities are not, we're not meant for us to imitate. Her activities we have to follow in such a way, the Mahajan, so that one day we can come to the platform of appreciating her activities. We can't imitate them. And you, a fight devotee, you can't imitate. No, you can't think, as Prabhupada said, you can't one day think, Mother Jasoda bound Krishna with a rope. So, because he was naughty. So the deities, they didn't eat their prasadam today. So I'm going to take a rope and wave in front of the deities and say, following Mother Jasoda's footsteps, we hate to do it, but we're going to have to bind you with ropes. Oh, this we can't imitate like that. But we can follow the footsteps of Brahma and offer prayers, or the other Mahajans, how they had Prahlad Maharaj, how he's always remembering Krishna, and under all circumstances, he never complained, like that. So we can follow their footsteps and do service to Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. And that way gradually be elevated to the position of a Mahabhagavata, Madhyama Adhikari, and then Mahabhagavata. Is that right? Anything else? Told me to end at 1:45. We're ending even earlier. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.